A gun-wielding pro-Trump rally was overwhelmed by counter-protesters in downtown Eugene Saturday. An estimated crowd of 300 people overflowed the Free Speech Plaza onto 8th Avenue. Despite one arrest and some heated confrontations, the events remained mostly peaceful. KLCC's Rachel McDonald reports.
The rally was originally called God, Guns, and Trump, but a couple days before it was renamed God, Guns, and Liberty and described on Facebook as a patriotic event. Participants were invited to bring their firearms, including AR-15s. Sam Owens wore a MAGA hat and a holstered gun. He said he wants to support the Second Amendment.
I don't normally attend rallies like this. I just felt like I should be here because, yeah, guns are a big part of American culture.
Owen said he carries a gun everywhere he goes, but he didn't choose to bring his AR-15.
Just, I thought that would just be too much of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe a trigger? But, yeah, I'm not going to change the way I live just because I come to downtown Eugene.
There were about 24 people carrying guns. They were outnumbered by a combination of black-clad Antifa members, local peace activists, and others. When the Trump supporters first came into the plaza, there were scuffles, and the crowd chanted loudly. The group left the plaza about 10 minutes later and spent the next 2 hours on the sidewalk along 8th Avenue across from Saturday Market. Police closed the street. There was one arrest of a man who was described as headbutting people. Police say he was carrying a helmet and had a wrench taped to his wrist. Eugene City Councilor Emily Semple expressed relief that the rally was mostly peaceful.
Everybody's being respectful and giving space, and I'm really pleased at the turnout of people who are concerned about these peace issues. And as an expression of free speech and peaceful assembly, I think you got it right here.
The events drew crowds away from the Saturday market and farmers market across the street. Beverly Vasquez is with Lonesome Whistle Farms.
We're local farms and people out here just trying to make our living, and this is our livelihood and our one day a week that we come out for market. So, it's frustrating to have people feel intimidated about coming down to the market they come to every week.
As the rally was underway, Eugene resident Elise Edmondson stood on the corner by the Saturday market.
We live in a country of freedoms, right? And we live in a state, fortunate or not, they have the right to open carry. However, it's in the worst possible timing.
Edmondson pointed to the mass shootings last weekend in El Paso and Dayton, and that the rally was scheduled on the same day as Eugene Springfield Pride. A black pickup truck with an American flag and pro-Trump signs drove by honking as Edmondson said the ralliers had clear intentions.
They know that a place like Eugene is going to be the one spot is that they can invoke a response because we're intruding on the rights, and it, which is absolutely not true. What they're doing is intimidation and fear. For the small minority community that's in this town, this is horrible. I'm afraid to walk home by myself.
Some attendees saw the events of Saturday as a precedent moving forward into a tumultuous election year. Even Eugene Police Captain Eric Klinko, who spoke with reporters after the rally.
2020 will be an election year and potentially a very politically divisive one. I would expect there to be other events like this. But there was also some discourse.
It's unclear how the next year will unfold. Counter-protesters showed up in greater numbers than those with guns and MAGA hats, and many tried to de-escalate feelings on both sides. On the rally Facebook page later Saturday, one organizer wrote, "Till next time, Eugene." Rachel McDonald, KLCC News in downtown Eugene.